There are two parts to the Avodas Hayom of Tisha B'Av. There's the inyan of the Avelus and recognizing and thinking about the tremendous Aveda that Klal Yisrael had with Churban Beis HaMikdash. And then there's also the Avoda of looking towards the future, of what we could do to be Zaycha She'yibana Beis HaMikdash Meher V'yameinu. But Derech Klal, the first half of Tisha B'Av till Chatzos Hayom, is more of the Avelus on the Avar. And after Chatzos, where there's already a little bit of behavior of Nechama, we sit on chairs, put on tefillin, it's looking towards the future of Mitzvah Hashem of B'mheir V'yameinu, She'yibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheir V'yameinu. So I want to share a machshava, what could we do to be Zaycha to B'mheir V'yameinu? She'yibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheir V'yameinu. So there's a well-known halacha that everybody knows, that after we finish Shmoneh Esrei, so we bend down and walk backwards three steps, three psiyos, and then we'll mispalel She'yibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheir V'yameinu. Chazal are very, very machmir on these gimel psiyos. Ad kedei kach, Chazal say that if a person davens without doing the gimel psiyos, it's better if he didn't daven, or it's ki'ilu he didn't daven. Chazal are extremely, extremely makbid on these three steps. And there's a lot of reasons that the Beis Yosef and the Mefarshim bring why we take three steps. The Mishneh Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham that says the reason why we take three steps backwards and then we mispalel she'yibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheir V'yameinu, because it's b'schus the three steps. It's b'schus these three psiyas that we go backwards after Shemoneh Esrei that we could be zaycha to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So this is the Eis Ratzon to be mispalel on Binyan Beis HaMikdash. What is the gimel psiyas back? A simple act of taking three steps backwards, that's a schus for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the Magen Avraham explains, because who was Machriv the Beis HaMikdash? He's talking about the first Beis HaMikdash, Nebuchadnezzar. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, with what schus, ki'ilu, did Nebuchadnezzar have that he was able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? And the Gemara tells a story that one time somebody wrote a letter to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and Nebuchadnezzar at that point was the scribe of a different king in Bavel, and Nebuchadnezzar felt something wasn't written over there that properly describes or properly gives covered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem. And Nebuchadnezzar, when he saw that happened, he ran Gimel Psius, he ran to correct the mistake. And Chazal say, b'schus, those three steps that he took, that's ki'ilu, the schus that he had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Magen Avraham, if the three steps of Nebuchadnezzar gave him the ability to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, so we also take three steps backwards after Shemoneh Esrei, and b'schus those three steps, she'yibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheir V'yameinu. That's what it says in the Magen Avraham. I want to try to give a little bit of time to this inyan. Nebuchadnezzar had the ability to destroy the Beis HaMikdash because of the three steps that he took. The Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Bayis Rishon. The Gemara says that the Bayis Rishon, the reason why it was Nechrav, was because of Averis. Averis Chamurais. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shfichas Damim. So it's not because of Nebuchadnezzar's psiyos, because of the steps that he took for the covet of Hashem, it was rather because of our averus. So what does it mean when the Gemara says that it was b'schus, the psiyos that he took, that he was able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? So maybe the pshat is like this. When we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes we have in the Nusach HaTfilah that we say, Asei l'mancha v'hoishiyenu. Asei l'man shimcha agadol v'akadosh shenikra aleinu. Asei l'mancha im loy l'manenu. We sometimes daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we don't have a schus for ourselves, Asay lamancha, do it for yourself. Even if we don't have this chus, but do it for you, not for us. What does that mean? Do it for Hashem and not for us? The answer is that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a purpose. And Chazal tell us the purpose is to be mar b'kvoid shamayim. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, lo yibara ela l'chvoidai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for ways that the kvoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be nisgala and should be increased in the world. So, who's the one that does that job best? Klal Yisrael. So sometimes, even if what we're doing, our matziv, is not lechatchila, it's not where it should be, and we don't have our own schus to be saved, we don't have our own schus for a geula, for a Yeshua, but we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asay lamancha. Lamaisa, we're the only ones that are performing and doing this job of tachlas abriya, of kvoid shamayim. So asay leman shimcha agadol, asay lemancha im loy lemanenu. That's the tefillah. But that tefillah only works when it's us. That there's no one fulfilling this tafkid other than us, better than us. Then we can turn Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lemaisa kaviyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us. We're the ones that are performing. We're the ones that are being mar b'kvoid shamayim. So we could say, asay lemanchem loy lemanenu. But if there's others, if there's other people, other goyim, that are fulfilling this tafkid, so what are we going to say? Asay lemancha? Hashem has other kvoid shamayim. We can't even call out asay lemancha v'hishyenu. So maybe that's the pshat. Be'etzem, Klal Yisrael didn't have their own schus, our own schus, to keep the base of Mikdash Kayim. There was Averis, terrible Averis, Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. But what happened to the Asay Leman Shemecha? Churman Beis HaMikdash? Asay Leman Shemecha, we don't deserve it. Asay Lemancha, Im Loy Lemanenu. That's where Nebuchadnezzar came in. What's the Asay Lemancha, Im Loy Lemanenu? To be marba kvayt shamayim. Nebuchadnezzar did something. He took those three steps. He ran those three steps. Mamish l'shem kvayt shamayim at that point. The big rush in Nebuchadnezzar with all his other problems. But at that moment, he did a genuine act of being marba kvayt shamayim. That's really our tafkid. And he did it maybe in a way that we didn't do it. So memela, we lost the schus of asay lemanchem loy lemanenu. And like the Lashon that the Magen Avraham uses, in that schus, Nebuchadnezzar had the power of destroying the Beis HaMikdash. Memela, when the Magen Avraham says, our tikkun, that's a skula, to bring Binyan Beis HaMikdash, is taking the three siyas back. It's not just the simple steps. It's what it represents. It represents, I finish davening, and now I finish the chiyuv of davening, I finish the etzem tefillah, but now I'm stam going to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We bend down, and we walk backwards. That's a simen of a yid's tafkid of being mar b'kvoid shamayim. And even if there was one time, a guy that also managed to do it, we'll take that over also. All kvayt shemayim could be found in us, and we're able to be mespala then, asay lemancha v'hishyenu, and that's the hiratzon that we say with the gimel psiyas sheyibana beis hamikdash meher v'yameinu. That means not just b'schus, the simple steps, b'schus Klal Yisrael recognizing our unique tafkid of being marbe kvayt shemayim, that brings us back to the tefillah of sheyibana beis hamikdash meher v'yameinu, even if mitzad atzmeinu, even if mitzad where we're up to, we're not worthy of it. Aber asay lemancha v'hishyenu. So that's an inyan. Of course, if we're looking towards the future of how to be zoicha to the geula, to the binyan beis hamikdash, of course the best thing is to deserve it, to be worthy, to be marba aschusam atoira amitzvus amaisim toivim, to deserve it. But if we're not there, We have to call out, Asei Leman Chavayishienu. Well, we could, in what schus could we ask Hashem, Asei Leman Chavayishienu? If we're filling the job, if we're lemancha, if our behavior, if our hanoga is nicker on us, in our interactions with ourselves, with other people, with goyim, it's nicker on us, the inyan of kvod shamayim, then we could call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asei Lemancha Vayishiyenu. So besides the etzem tikkun that everyone has to figure out what he could do best, there's another thing after the tefillah. Another thing. What am I doing to be marba kvod shamayim? Is my behavior on par to be marba kvod shamayim? And b'schus, that Klal Yisrael recognizes that tafkid of the gimel psiyas, of us being the singular source of kvod shamayim, b'schus that we taka kibizoicha to b'mheir v'yameinu, to yibana beis hamikdash, b'mheir v'yameinu, amen.